take more calls in a minute. Your topics, you're picking the topics. We just have to get a little update, a little toll update from Tom O'Day. He is a state representative. He is finding out what's going on. He's in the middle of it all right now at the state capitol. Tom, welcome back to WTIC.
Thank you, Todd, very much. Happy to be with you.
Give us an update. What's going on?
So you may have seen the governor's recent announcement that they're now looking at the just 50 gantries throughout the state on tolling rather than the 60 to 82, but they want the same revenue. So, and they're offering discounts to in-state residents, so it's going to be about 4 or 5 cents a mile, which is consistent with what they said before. Mm-hmm. However, because we're going to have less gantries and less roads tolled, the numbers just don't add up. They want to get the $1.1 billion in revenue, the numbers just aren't adding up on this.
So not adding up in that you're saying with fewer gantries, that means people can evade tolls more easily? They can hop off at certain exits and come back on later?
That and the fact that the goal all along for the majority party has been to get $1 billion in revenue.
Right.
And so they say, every 6 miles we'll have gantries and to prevent people from going off and coming back on. The problem is if you reduce the number of gantries, reduce the number of roads that the gantries are on, you'd have to increase the charges a lot more in order to get that $1 billion.
Yes.
The math just isn't adding up.
But won't they design this so that they can, so they'll be raising the tolls whenever they need to?
Yes. The concern we have is they're also putting in this, the study or the actual law that they don't have to come back to the legislature to, increase the amount of tolls or the location of the gantries.
Yeah, so we really can't do the kind of pinning them down that you're describing because all of this is, once it's passed, it's open season on taxpayers. They'll just take as much money as they want and need to.
Correct. And look, there's been some mention about, we need the revenues. Well, we've been saying all along, the Republicans, that we've got a spending problem, not a taxing problem. Or we have a spending problem and a taxing problem, and so we need to decrease costs, not increase them. And if you just look at what they're proposing, they want to bring in this toll revenue and then divert the money that's currently going in to the general fund, because the general fund is out of money.
Yes. So this is all a game. It's funny you mention this because I was just having this debate on Twitter where people are debating the lockbox, and there's a state rep who's engaging in this debate about, it really is a lockbox. It makes no difference. The whole lockbox concept is a ruse to make you think that somehow we've been inoculated by elected officials against elected officials stealing money. They've already, this money goes into the transportation fund. All the monies that used to go into the transportation fund get diverted to other things.
Exactly.
Job's done.
We tried to argue for a true lockbox, not only once the money gets into the box, but also so that the revenue stream going into it stays in it. And so what's happening is they're just using the tolls as a way for them to divert the money that's currently into their lockbox into the general fund.
Yeah, but I'm just telling people don't sweat the lockbox because that's the cover story to distract you. The reality is the whole purpose of tolls is to create a transfer of money over to be able to pay for unfunded liabilities. Is that fair?
Correct. Yes, that is fair. Absolutely.
Okay, so focus on that. We don't need tolls in order to, because there's too much crumbling concrete on the bridges. The crumbling concrete is on the foundations. That's a whole different issue.
Absolutely. Keith Fanov, the reporter for the Connecticut Mirror, if it's okay for me to mention him, he had a forum on Thursday at the Wilton Library, and he mentioned how over the last 10 to 12 years, the majority party has diverted over $1 billion from the transportation fund into the general fund. If we had left that money in, the transportation fund would be fine. In addition, the Governor Lamont, as I think I spoke to you a couple of weeks about, his budget takes $300 million of the car tax that was going into the transportation fund into the general fund.
All right, but listeners, I've heard from listeners who are calling their state reps and senators and saying, you guys have diverted money, and they swear up and down the street they've never diverted a dime out of the special transportation fund.
So they're playing semantics. So there has been, when we say diverted, before it actually gets into the lockbox.
Yeah, they're pre-diverting it.
Yes, exactly.
That's gross. So that makes me hate them more, Tom. I'm sorry.
Well, hopefully we'll have some, as I said, I think with you before, we had a bipartisan budget in October of 2017 that created a surplus. Hopefully they'll listen to us. We can cut some taxes, increase job growth, and get things on the right track.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll listen to us because we're not going to stand for it. Representative Tom O'Day from New Canaan and Wilton, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank
you, Todd. Take care.
All righty.